B1049, it is a Friday morning time for our Pet of the Week, and Dolores from the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to winter.
Yeah, a little late, but it got here, right?
A little late. It's here.
Well, hopefully it doesn't
last. Mother Nature didn't get the memo.
Apparently not. But you want to talk about our Pet of the Week. You want to talk about a dog.
Yeah, I do. A beautiful, beautiful dog. Her name is Kara, K-A-R-A. She's a two-year-old Staffordshire, and she's just gorgeous, all black, you know, a little bit of white on her chest.
On the chest, yeah.
You know, on the chest.
And the chin, and the chin.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, just to show off.
Yeah.
But, oh, she's so sweet. Extremely gentle dog, extremely gentle. Little shy, but again, too, you know, as you and I were talking, it's very stressful at the shelter for all the pets.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of times the pets that we do have up for adoption might be a little shy, but again, stressful conditions, and once they get into your home, people just tell us, it's like, oh my God, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Turnover, 360, you know, turn around completely. So, and she's, like I said, she's very sweet, only 2 years old. I was there yesterday giving her treats and everything, and she takes them so gently, you know, for a shelter dog to first come in, sometimes you think they would grab at food, but very, very gentle touch, very gentle touch. So, she would be a wonderful dog into anybody's home, I think, really.
Yeah.
So I encourage everybody, if you fill out the application, you're approved. If you have another dog, you do need to bring that dog for a meet and greet. That is a requirement because you never know. That could make or break it.
Oh, you sure. Know, yeah. And it sounds like you're busting at the seams right now, huh?
We are busting at the seams for both dogs and cats, unfortunately. We've had an influx of dogs, and we also have, I think, three or four mama cats that are going to be having babies. Yeah, kitten season, you know, that warm winter. So we are busting at the seams, and for the moment, we're not too bad on food. You can always donate food. But, you know, I think I would love to ask people if they would like to donate, could you do a monetary donation? Because with all of these animals, everybody has to be attended to for their medical needs.
Oh, sure.
You know, okay. All their vaccinations, everybody has to be spayed and neutered. So those medical costs really mount up fast. So if you would like to make a donation, please make a monetary donation. You can mail in a check to us or your credit card or something. That would be great. This way, too, you know, we can put it to our immediate use right away.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, before I let you go, we'll talk to you on Tuesday for our Pet Tip of the Week. One more time, our Pet of the Week is?
Lovely Kara, a gorgeous young lady girl.
All right. Well, thank you, Dolores. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Excellent. Thank you so much, TK. And thank you, Muzzy Broadcasting.